Well, it's sort of a public information, public interest piece from the Police Federation. It's trying to educate the public on what's just happened over the last 5 years with the cuts that we've had to take.
And what do you think these cuts are going to mean for people in Dorset?
Well, I think it will change the landscape of policing as most people have known over the last few generations. I think the sight of a bobby on the beat will no longer be anymore. If they continue to cut, that's one of the things that will definitely disappear, and that people will only interact with police officers at the scene of a crime or if they've called 999.
And what do you think that this will do to people's relationship with the police?
Well, obviously, I come from a safer neighbourhooding background as well myself, and it's key to have those forged relationships, which work all with things like antisocial behaviour, with groups in the community, down to just the fundamentals of information sharing. I mean, certainly intelligence gathering, and members of the community feeling free that they can come to you and speak about what's going on in their community.
I mean, we've been hearing for a long time now about the cuts that all police forces are facing, and surely there's not much that can be done about it. You know, the government's cutting their money. What else can we do?
Well, absolutely. But the one thing I would say to the public, are they aware of what everybody talks about cuts and what's happened? But are they aware what that has done to the police force? Are they aware of what else is to come? And that's what I'm trying to highlight. It's as I said, if the members of public out there are happy with what they're getting from policing and they're happy to see less and less police officers on the beat, then so be it. But I don't think they are.
Is there anything that can be done, though? If people do say, OK, no, we're not happy about this, is there any sort of redress they can get?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I would urge everybody to go and speak with their local MPs and tell them exactly what they want from policing. And that hopefully will be able to change the way MPs think about policing in the future.
Obviously, that sort of police-public interface, as you say, is going to be reduced if there are fewer bobbies on the beats. Do you think it's actually also going to damage the way that crime is dealt with and perhaps, you know, mean that crime isn't being dealt with and tackled in quite the same way?
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's no sort of surprise the fact that crime has reduced. Crime's reduced because of the good job that your average police officer is doing out there on a daily basis. Now, it's no coincidence that crime's gone down, but what happens when those vital resources get reduced? I can only see that crime's going to go one way.